So today, I'm going to give you a bit of a snapshot of the Australian Space Agency. And the story and the journey that I'll take you on really does reminisce back to some of the entrepreneurship and the can-do attitude that we've seen in the OSCAR project. And for Australia to do this again, we're going to need that entrepreneurship, and we're also going to need the diversity in the sector that we have, because that's the way Australia can do it. And that's the story that I'll tell you this evening. But first, there is a history, and we've heard about OSCAR, and I have to thank Kerry Doherty, who is in the room here. Kerry is a wonderful space historian and makes sure that I know my facts, and also ensures that the Space Agency knows its facts. And the reason is we need to recognise and understand our heritage, partly because that's how we inspire and a generation, but it shows that Australia can do this, and we are in a massively transformed space sector. We've seen the satellite that was launched in the 1960s. Now, those satellites from the Melbourne Space Program are very, very different, and they can do a whole lot of things in a very, very small package. And that's the type of capabilities that we're building in the future. They're done here on campus. Melbourne Space Program has done it. There's a heritage with the OSCAR 5 program, and across Australia we're seeing it. But of course, the heritage here is that we weren't new to space. 1950s, we had some high altitude research projects that are being undertaken, which led to an Australian sounding rocket program, and it was called quintessentially Australian, the Kookaburra. And that was in the 1968 and 72 period, and that led into and supporting other activities such as OSCAR 5 that we've had background today. We're also the third or fourth country to launch a satellite from our own soil. It's probably fourth, depending on how you define countries and where it's launched. But we had that heritage, and we do acknowledge that it did get a little bit quiet post the 1960s with different focuses. But that has completely changed. So where are we today, and what are we doing? So this is a snapshot of what the agency has done. The Space Agency is here to grow and transform our space industry. The space industry is already around $3 billion in size, and it employs around 10,000 people, which means we have a heritage. We have a heritage because we have things like OSCAR 5. We transferred, we've had CSIRO, we've had researchers maintaining that momentum, and now we have an agency which was established on the 1st of July 2018. And we have a mandate to triple the size of the economy and create another 20,000 jobs, because we know we can do it and we know we have the expertise here. We've spent the 18 months that we've been up and running now understanding the market. And what do? We open doors internationally with NASA, European Space Agency, and they've welcomed us with open arms. We travel around Australia to understand the technology that exists, and that informs our discussions with international partners. We know their gaps, and our role is to plug our capabilities into their gaps to inspire. And that's why we're at events like this, so we can recognise our past and grow to the future. And yes, there is a law element. There is a regulatory component, so we want to be safe in space, and we do have a regulatory role. So MSP, who launched last year, they had to put an application through us to make sure it could be launched into space. But of course, very different area and where we're operating, and we want to balance entrepreneurship with public safety, but it is an important part as we go forward. And you'll see that in our purpose. We are about being responsible, because that is something Australia is known about time and time again. And the reason that I say we're back is since 2018-19, the government's now invested over $500 million in the space sector. It's over $300 million into Geoscience Australia to improve the resolution of GPS. We use that blue dot to find where we're going. We can actually use improved resolution of GPS, which will get to 10 centimetres across the continent, or to 3 centimetres where you've got mobile reception. You can use that to assist people that are visually impaired. You can help farmers manage their herds by doing virtual fencing. These are the type of investments that make a difference, and it'll be done through space. We also have investments in CSIRO. We have investments in the agency itself, and of the tune of $226 million. And the areas that we'll focus on are in the areas of using images from space to look at and help manage drought. We use those images to help with the bushfires that were happening. And we'll be ambitious as we go forward in areas such as robotics, automation, AI. There is a world in front of us, but we know Australia has the capabilities to do it. And the other thing we're doing is to make sure we have that space heritage. We had it in the past, we'll build it in the future. We're investing in infrastructure. We're building mission control facilities in Adelaide. We're building a facility so you can control robots in space. We're also looking across the nation to make sure that you can actually test your equipment before you put it into space. Now, we did hear the story. There was actually none of that in the library. There were no books on this. We're a little bit more advanced now, but we need to make sure we have the equipment so when we know we put it into space, it works, and we don't cross our fingers and hope that it is there. They're the type of things that the agency is doing. We're doing it because we're a partner and facilitator, and we're doing it because it's now businesses that are doing this. We've heard the Melbourne Space Program is doing it with students. It's a very different field, and the government now has a role of a partner and facilitator to open doors and make sure those opportunities exist. And excitingly, the biggest thing we're going to be working on is a $150 million program with NASA, and that is about getting Australian technology into NASA's supply chains, because we know there are businesses that can do this. There are companies that machine products, they're developing sprockets, they're developing silicon seals. Those type of equipment needs to be used in space, and we can test it and put it into supply chains that we're there because we know we have the smarts to be able to do it. We'll also support activities such as demonstrators showing to the world that we can actually deliver things in space. We will leverage things such as the automation in the mining sector. We control drilling from 1,600 kilometres away. We have robots underwater that at 3 kilometres using satellites to communicate. They're the things the world don't have and we have right here. And the role of the agency is to tell that story, support the sector so they can put these programs and put these projects in the front of the public's eye, but importantly in front of businesses' eye so we can get into those supply chains. And the last thing we want to do as part of this program is the trailblazer. What we want to do is make sure we inspire the generation. We want kids to look up to the sky and say, that's Australian technology. We've had Oscar 5. We watch it every day. Well, most of us try and watch it every day. But what we want to do when NASA goes back to the moon and onto Mars, we want kids to look up and say, you know what? Australia's got technology up there. I can be part of that journey. And I know that space also touches all of our lives. And that's the other important part as we go on our journey. Not only are we putting into space, it's actually improving our lives here. And on that note, I just want to congratulate the team that was here. The agency is about transforming our sector going forward. We will reach our targets. We want to inspire the generation. We'll do that because we're driven by our values, which is about being responsible. We do have an entrepreneurial spirit, so I would say for a government organisation, we look at the ways that we can do things, and I think that's important, and of course, we'll be driven by inclusion and diversity, because we know that's how Australia is going to punch above its weight as we transform our sector. So, thank you very much.
Just before you do...
Being kicked off.
Yeah, being... Yeah, yeah.